I'm Walter Parker, and I'm in the VPR Performance Studio at Fort Ethan Allen in Colchester, here at Vermont Public Radio, and it's my pleasure to welcome an all-star ensemble of local wind players, nine wind players in all, the winds of the Burlington Chamber Orchestra. They'll be performing tomorrow night at 8 at the McCarthy Arts Center of St. Michael's College in Colchester. You can get all the details. Just go to our website, vpr.net, and click on VPR Classical. You'll find all the information. They're going to play some selections from Mozart's Magic Flute for us a bit later in the hour, but they'd like to begin with Charles Gounod's Little Symphony for Nine Winds. And performing for us today will be flutist Berta Frank, oboists Katie Opria and Nadine Carpenter, clarinetist Stephen Klamowski and Elizabeth LeBlanc, bassoonists Rachel Elliott and Julie Wolfe, and playing horns Alan Parshley and Mia Fritzi. Live on VPR Classical, the Burlington Chamber Orchestra winds.
Thank you.
The Little Symphony for Winds by Charles Gounod, played for us live on VPR Classical this morning by the winds of the Burlington Chamber Orchestra. Nine players strong, we heard flutist Berta Frank, oboist Katie Opria and Nadine Carpenter, clarinetist Stephen Klimowski and Elizabeth LeBlanc, bassoonists Rachel Elliott and Julie Wolfe, and playing horns Alan Parsley and Mia Fritzi. That will be included on their concert tomorrow night at St. Michael's College in the McCarthy Arts Center at 8 o'clock, along with Franz Beerwald's septet, which they allow a few string players to join them that. And then also on the program will be some of Mozart's Magic Flute arranged for wind octet, and we'll hear some of that in just a moment. I'm Walter Parker. It's 26 minutes past 11 o'clock on this Friday morning. You're listening to live music on VPR Classical. And joining me now at the microphones, flutist Berta Frank and horn player Alan Parsley. Do you allow hornist? I've never known quite what to say.
I think the International Horn Society has deemed that hornist is the appropriate term.
Hornist, okay.
And also we've dropped the French. We just call it the horn.
No more French?
No more French.
Well, we're glad to have you along. Anyway, that was wonderful. That's such a hopelessly charming piece that it's just a delight. Is it as fun to play as it is to listen to?
Absolutely. It's absolutely fun. I keep thinking of cream soda, pizza, popcorn, just all the crowd pleasers, you know, just a real core fun feeling to the whole piece.
Yeah, it's a wonderful piece. It's a public radio favorite. We know that, but it's great to hear it live, to have you assembled here. Now, the Burlington Chamber Orchestra was formed primarily as a string orchestra.
And, in its early years, yes, yeah.
And added wind players as it went along for various purposes. But you guys get to take center stage this weekend.
Yes, that's right. I decided it was time for us to sort of step out in front. And the Musicians Committee has been planning the programming for the last couple of years since Michael Hopkins departed. And so we thought this was a great opportunity to feature the wind section. The Gounod especially has been on my bucket list of things to do, so I thought it was high time to do it.
Yeah, well, such a marvelous piece. Well, Ed, you've also got some music from Mozart's Magic Flute that we'll hear and the Beerwald Septet. That's tomorrow night at 8 at the McCarthy Arts Center of St. Michael's College in Colchester. You can get all the information or link to it through our website, vpr.net. Click on VPR Classical. The tickets are available through the Flynn box office, I believe.
And also at the door at the concert.
Tomorrow night. Now, how did you assemble this group? Has everyone here played with the Burlington Chamber Orchestra at one time or another?
Yes, this is actually the group that Michael assembled before he departed.
He went out to the University of Michigan, I believe. That's right. As I recall, and he founded it, and it was his sweat and blood that really got it going.
That's right, yeah.
Well, what's the state of the Burlington Chamber Orchestra these days? Is it?
Things are going well. It's been an adjustment for everyone because between the board and the musicians committee and basically everyone in the orchestra, we've all had to just step up and take over the running of the orchestra on a day-to-day basis, which is a somewhat unusual situation.
But, I'm glad to hear it's surviving because it's a group of very fine musicians, and it's always a pleasure to hear you folks. Well, we're going to hear some Mozart this morning as well. Now, Berta, you're not in the Mozart, ironically.
No, sadly, and ironically, it is the Magic Flute after all. I was thinking of smuggling my piccolo in asking Steve if I could just do those little piccolo licks, but yes. I get to sit and listen.
Yes, I guess the clarinet, Steve Klimowski, gets to do the Papageno's little flute licks there. Well, this is for octet arranged by whom?
Joseph Heidenreich. Yeah.
Heidenreich. And these were popular arrangements during the later 18th, early 19th century of operas because otherwise you didn't have recordings. And this
Correct.
Made it possible to hear the tunes of the opera without having a recording.
That's right. It was in a sense, it was almost like musical commercials because the harmony bands octets like our wind octet for this, basically they were sort of social function groups. They played for dinners and parties and did park concerts and in squares in cities, especially Vienna. And it was basically just the wind players that had sort of formed in the orchestra. And so composers started writing independently for this WIN cohort. And there are things that are less serious, like the Mozart suite that we're going to do today. But then Mozart also wrote some extremely serious pieces for this combination also. He wrote two very beautiful serenades for octet and then the Grand Pardita, or the Grand Serenade, which is a really magnificent piece. So, and Beethoven and lots of other folks wrote things for the same combination.
Yes,
so.
And the ensemble of WIN players could play out of doors and be heard.
Right. Right.
Over the general ambience and over people having dinner as well, if people were accompanying a dinner. Well, so shall we hear some of the Mozart?
Sure.
We're going to hear about how many movements of this?
Let's see. We're going to play the overture and then one, two, three, four, I believe, four and a half sections of
most
various
of these,
arias.
Most of these we'll recognize as
yes,
popular
yes.
tunes from yeah. Mozart's opera, The Magic Flute. Very good. Thank you, Alan and Berta. The winds of the Burlington Chamber Orchestra playing music from Mozart's Magic Flute for us. Once again, the performers will hear, not flutist Berta Frank, she'll be sitting out on this, but we'll hear oboists Katie Opria and Nadine Carpenter, clarinetists Stephen Klamowski and Elizabeth LeBlanc, bassoonists Rachel Elliott and Julie Wolfe, and hornists Alan Parsley and Mia Fritzi, live on VPR Classical.
Thank you.
music from Mozart's The Magic Flute, as arranged for wind octet by Joseph Heidenreich, and played for us live on VPR Classical this morning by the winds of the Burlington Chamber Orchestra. We heard oboists Katie Opria and Nadine Carpenter, clarinetists Stephen Klimowski and Elizabeth LeBlanc, bassoonists Rachel Elliott and Julie Wolfe, and hornists Alan Parshley and Mia Fritzi. And that will be included with a few more selections from the Magic Flute on their program tomorrow night at 8 at the McCarthy Arts Center of St. Michael's College, along with the Little Symphony for Winds of Charles Gounod, which we heard earlier, and a septet by Franz Berwald, which is for four strings and three winds, bassoon, horn, and clarinet, I believe. So who is playing those instruments for that performance? Steve playing clarinet, Rachel Elliott playing the bassoon, and Alan playing the horn, along with four string players from the Burlington Chamber Orchestra. And you can find out more about that concert and the Burlington Chamber Orchestra at our website, vpr.net. Just click on VPR Classical. Well, thank you very much. That was wonderful. Berta Frank and Katie Opria joining me at the microphones now. Thanks so much. That's delightful music.
Well, thank you. We really enjoy playing it, especially the Mozart.
I see. You prefer that to the Gounod, do you?
I love the Magic Flute, and it's really nice to be able to play some of those solos that I usually had to listen to other people sing.
Yes, well, you got to be a little bit of Papageno there also in that one.
Yeah, and a little bit of Pamino as well.
Well, it's marvelous stuff. And so now what are some of the other things you do? You're in the Hellion Consort.
That's right. I play with the Hellion Consort. I play with Burlington Ensemble. I also play with VSO when they need me. And I teach in the area, and I'm involved with Vermont Youth Orchestra Association programs like the Vermont Youth Winds.
And I imagine the same could probably be said for most of the players here, that you do work with a lot of different groups. You have
absolutely.
To. That's the life of a musician in Vermont.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the wonderful things about the Burlington Chamber Orchestra. It's really a locavore-type orchestra. Everybody, I look around the room here, and I think about the orchestra in general, and everybody is connected deeply to our community and local colleges, St. Mike's and UVM, Johnson State College and Middlebury. And we really are part of this community, and it's such a great way to be connected to the community in terms of being able to make music together. And it's so great to be feeling a great investment in our own community by playing high-level music.
Well, we wish you good luck with your concert tomorrow night. Once again, that's at St. Michael's College in the McCarthy Arts Center, 8 o'clock Saturday evening. And you can find out more at vpr.net. Click on VPR Classical. You'll see a photo of the Burlington Chamber Orchestra and can link to all the information. Thanks also to our sound engineer today, John Billingsley. And I'm Walter Parker. It's about 10 minutes before noon. We'll have time for the finale of the Franz Berwald Septet that will be on that program tomorrow.